After a brief slowdown in growth in mid-year, triggered by high oil prices, the U.S. economy gained strength and grew by 4% in 2004 as a whole. 4% growth is a significant pickup from the 3% gain of 2003 and the 1.9% figure for 2002. Other economic indicators are similarly positive. The unemployment rate fell to 5.4% and 2 million new jobs were created. Inflation, despite a nearly 50% rise in oil prices, remained manageable at below 3%. Even at mid-year, the U.S. economy was deemed healthy enough so that the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank, felt it could begin to raise short-term interest rates from their lowest levels in 40 years. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan told Congress in July that a series of rate increases were in the works.
Our economy appears to have prepared itself for a more dynamic adjustment of interest rates. Of course, considerably more uncertainty and hence risk surrounds the behavior of an economy with a more rapid tightening of monetary policy than is the case when tightening is more measured.
The Federal Reserve pursued a measured tightening, raising short-term rates by 0.25% 5 times between June and December. Even with those increases, short-term rates remain at a still very low 2.25%. While the U.S. economy proved resilient in absorbing an oil price that in October reached $55 a barrel, the dollar fell significantly on world currency markets. The 20% drop against the euro makes U.S. products cheaper in Europe, while European goods cost more for Americans. When the U.S. Treasury failed to intervene to halt the dollar slide, currency traders concluded that the Bush administration privately favored a weaker dollar, believing it would remedy a large and substantially destabilizing U.S. trade deficit. Central Bank Chief Alan Greenspan in October called attention to the implications of the chronic trade deficit.
This cannot go on indefinitely because at some point we are going to reach a status where our net debt to foreigners, currently now about a little under a fourth of GDP, will get exceptionally large, and the holding of dollar assets abroad as reserves for both the private and public sectors abroad will become abnormally large relative to their needs, and they will stop purchasing dollars.
In early December, it appeared that former railroad executive John Snow would be asked to leave his job as Treasury Secretary. But after an awkward 2 weeks of silence, the President warmly praised Mr. Snow and asked him to remain the leader of his economic team. Mr. Snow says the administration is determined to cut the government's large budget deficit by half over the next few years.
We're on a path to do that. We will do that. In fact, we're going to better that commitment. We're going to bring the deficit down to about 1.6% of GDP, which is very low by historical standards. Historically, the deficit runs at about something like 2.3% over a 40-year average.
Prior to the Bush administration's tax cuts and the big spending increases for the war in Iraq, the U.S. government had registered budget surpluses for 4 consecutive years. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.